Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, this is Those Guys and Sometimes Gals with your host, Matt Marrero, along with
Ashley Culpin. What's up?
Yeah, Ashley, we haven't had you on in a while, but thankfully we got you on for Total Divas, and it was the season premiere, Total Divas Season 3. Did it start off with a bang, Ashley, do you think? Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it started off with loud dubstep, but not really a huge bang.
Yeah, that was a little bang.
Yeah, but also, if anyone's listening in, and you want your friends to be able to listen in as well, but let's say they can't because of, you know, internet trouble or something like that, we aren't accepting calls today. So we aren't accepting people calling in to talk to us. But you can still use the call-in number, 718-664-9468, to actually listen into our show as well. So if you call in, 718-664-9468, and you don't press 1, you can actually stay on the line and listen to us, just like you would via your internet or any kind of, you know, apps on your phone or things like that. So definitely do that, 718-664-9468. So anyway, right? Jumping back to Total Divas, so it began with a very huge and I agree with you. It was a really strange kind of opener because, I mean, they dropped some stuff on us, but it just kind of felt like another episode in the season, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, they dropped stuff that, you know, I understand maybe some casual viewers wouldn't know this, but, you know, for like, you know, like casual kind of like really going into the backstage of wrestling. But a lot of people, I think, that, you know, watch wrestling and kind of, you know a bit of the backstage stuff kind of knew about Rosa and her alcoholism, right? So it was really weird kind of waiting on it, especially in the same episode, if you notice that, Ashley, where it was in the same exact episode where they just kind of, you know, they were like, oh, yeah, she's had problems. Oh, yeah, she's had problems. And then not even halfway through the episode, she just mentions, oh, yeah, alcoholism. You know, I was thinking
they
were going to...
Yeah, they made it seem like she was just some sort of bitch.
Yeah, it was really bad because I think they maybe wanted to try to give someone like Brie or whoever else some kind of understanding of, oh, yeah, you know, this is whatever. But it's kind of upsetting. Like, alcoholism is a disease. You know, like, it really... And it's funny because, you know, Brie is meant to always be this face, and if you look at her and then you look at her on WWE programming, you're supposed to see this really nice person. And then all of a sudden, it's just like, oh, yeah, you know what I mean? She's back. Ugh. And you're like, that's not good. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I can understand if you might, you know, right? Yeah, that's your word. You can say that. I won't. I won't even touch that word. But, yeah, if you want to use that. It's just, it's weird, you know, because, again, you're just trying to, like, I feel like they were trying to edit things out to kind of play up for the cameras, obviously, which is, here's the thing. Obviously, they always do that, right? But I feel like last season, and even in this first episode, they really tried to edit everything together to make the perfect TV show. Maybe it's just me, but didn't season one feel just a bit more organic?
Yeah, I know what you mean. It seemed like it just kind of flowed better. Now it's like very much like, oh my God, no way, this is happening, and let me gossip about this, and I'm going to go out of my way to do this. Obviously,
yeah,
it
was
to do certain things and like,
yeah.
Totally
it was weird. And also, you know, usually we talk about the episode from the beginning to the end. So let's start from the beginning. The first thing that happens is they start, you know, giving you a recap of what happened during the Total Divas break, and they're, you know, and they're saying, oh yeah, Daniel Bryan won the main title. But it's really funny because they may have used the wrong take or edited something in wrong. But you noticed what Brie said, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she didn't say, if anyone doesn't know, she didn't say WWE World Heavyweight Championship. She said World Heavyweight Championship. Now, that means a lot, especially because if you've noticed, you know, the World Heavyweight Championship has, in a way, really been dropped, and it's just the WWE now. So it's really silly how it's just, yeah, he won that one.
Bree's stupid.
And she's a bitch. You find this very funny. I find that very amusing. You're just sitting here, she's all these things, yeah.
I like Bree. I just thought it sounded hilarious. It's like, Bree's bitch. And then it's like, well, then Bree's stupid, too. Stupid bitch.
You're the reason why WWE makes them say that on TV. They're catering to you.
No, yeah, she uses that word way too much. It's so annoying.
All right, fair enough. But hey, I'll tell you this much. So do you know, and if you don't know, this is fine. Do you know about the concept of, like, jumping the shark?
No.
Well, it's the concept. It was back in, I believe it was Happy Days, when Fonzie literally jumped over a shark. Like, they had him on jet ski, on water skis, and he was like, you know, they were like, oh, no, it's a shark, and he actually jumped over the shark. I forgot how specifically. But the point is, that term has been coined now to really equal people doing really crazy things for ratings jumps, you know, for ratings boosts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I feel like this show immediately started off trying to jump sharks because of the fact that Eva Marie's 29. I really don't think that she's oblivious enough to just go, you know, to say, oh, yes, we're getting married. So honestly, no one will give a damn about our engagement photos so long as we're getting married. Right?
Yeah, like, that was so stupid. Like,
and if anyone doesn't know.
Engagement photos. Whores
and
get nothing.
I was about to talk to you about using that word, but then you American Horror Storyed it, and it's okay. The thing about the photos are, right, there's nothing, you know, there's nothing wrong with the photos exactly, right? But the problem is just the idea of, oh, my family will find nothing wrong with this. And then, right, you jump to later, and the family barely found anything wrong with it, and you could tell. Maybe it's just me, but if you've seen the father in previous seasons, you could tell that they told him, hey, listen, sir, we're going to need you to be a little less, you know, a little more tame, so that later on you can flip out, right? Because
definitely.
Yeah,
she looks like you could see nipple.
In one of the pictures, yes. You can, like, it was, and if you want to look these pictures up, it's really funny because it's not some racy photo shoot. You can just look up Total Diva, you know, Eva Marie Total Diva, you know, engagement photos or something, and you'll find them. And they're just, you know, and it's funny because of the fact that they could have been a photo shoot on its own, yet for some reason they went, and listen, you know, I admit, Eva Marie, she had a nice reason for it. She goes, you know, when we look back when we're older, I want to look back at me and go, damn, I was hot, right? But you can make different versions of the photos, I feel. You know what I mean? Make some just for yourself, let's say, like your own personal or,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, that's such like a vain thing. Like, I want to look back and see how hot we were. Not how much we were in love or anything, just how hot we were.
All right.
Yeah.
I do admit that is a vain thing. But if you want to go with that, I don't think there's that, you know, anything wrong with it. But I do think that it's kind of wrong to subject people who may not be into it into that. Because I'll admit, some of the pictures were very racy. Some you and I saw were actually quite tame. You and I wouldn't do them, but they were quite tame, right? And these were just, again, it's her life and everything, blah, 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 blah. But it also just feels like someone went up to her and said, Eva, you should totally do this. You know, or for the show. Because I hope that a 29-year-old Eva Marie wouldn't sit there and think, yes, this is appropriate, yes. You know?
Well, you never know.
Yeah, it's true. You never know.
With the way she wrestles in the ring. I know that's not what this is about, but I mean, if we're making connections here.
She wrestles in the ring?
Oh, sorry. Sorry for using that
I've never seen her wrestle once. I watch WWE every week. I've seen her slap some people, but I've never really seen her compete. But seriously though, and you know, like mentioning Rosa Mendez, by the way, not to go into some, you know, off topic territory as well, but I would like to mention that, you know, she was mentioning at first getting little hints of, oh yeah, WWE really helped me, and you were happy about that. You know, you were very happy that WWE helped her through her issues.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. First, I was waiting for you to change your opinion. Actually, I wasn't. Like, I was waiting for you to just change your mind. Upon further reflection, I think it was a waste of money. No, it was, but no, but seriously, you mentioned that it was, you know, good, right, that they helped her. But then I chimed in, sadly, and said that the an issue, though, with WWE is that they had someone named Michael Hayes who, upon her coming back, offered her a drink. And, yeah, it's like you want to laugh, but you also...
And a crack pipe.
Yeah, basically,
enjoy.
Like... Yeah, right? Like,
so
you want to laugh.
Slap some girls.
Pretty much, yeah. Like, you're laughing, you know, you're making... The thing I love about you, right, and we're kind of the same, where we have to look at something and we have to make jokes and laugh, because if we don't, we'll cry. You know, because the fact that he wasn't fired, he was just suspended for a month, and I believe with pay. But even if it wasn't with pay, he was suspended for 1 month and he's still with the company. And not to get too off topic, but he also called Mark Henry the N-word.
What?
Yes, this is not a story for today, everyone, but please look up WrestleMania, I believe it was 29 or 28, after party. It was as a joke, but it's very interesting how a blonde-haired, you know, heavy-set white man, even as a joke, he was sloshed, but even as a joke, while sloshed, thinks, I should refer to Mark Henry as the N-word. But
somebody's going to get their ass kicked.
You would think, right? But he was also suspended and still kept.
You don't
know
how proud I am of me thinking of that.
Well, I'll give you a high five next time I see you. Don't worry. You deserve it. You deserve it for that one. You really do. But, but seriously, though. You know, moving, I want to say seriously, but then we move forward and then we look at the note that we both caught our eye. Because I have to tell everyone, we watched this episode together and we, you know, took notes together. And what was really interesting is that some of them, pretty much most of them, we just gave each other a look right before we went for our notepads. Right?
Can I mention one note that I forgot to mention before?
Please do.
About how Titus O'Neil totally shit on Eva Marie's
engagement. That's what we were getting to.
Put on jeans and a t-shirt and go stand on a beach. Like,
girl, bye.
He said something to that effect.
No, that was exactly.
Lie.
No, that's and what's great is that's the I was getting to, where we both looked at each other and we went, and you lunged for your notepad. You were like, I must. And then I saw your note, and please tell everyone what you actually wrote. Please tell everyone what the note was.
I put Titus O'Neil shit on Eva Marie.
No. You're not giving them the whole story. You wrote Titus O'Neil, and then you drew poop. Titus O'Neil drawing of poop on Eva Marie.
It has two flaws next to it. It's not poop. It is a swirl. It is a swirl in the shape of a poop, and the flaws give it justification, and that is it. That is all.
Oh.
Seeing it in context is the only reason you know what it is. It's a swirl.
Oh, I'm so sorry, because without the two flies, you would have been like, Titus O'Neil chocolate on Eva Marie? What? Titus O'Neil chocolate ice cream? I'm so confused.
Why is it chocolate? What? My pen is black. It's just a black pen, and it's a swirl.
Why did Titus O'Neil vanilla ice cream on Eva Marie? I'm so confused.
Gross.
But seriously. He really did, though, shut her down. And it was upsetting for only one reason. You see this Titus O'Neil, because I assume they didn't script his segment. Right? So you see this Titus O'Neil, because, like, I don't know, obviously the show is scripted in a way, and they're, you know, like you mentioned once to me how the producers, it was the producers, right, who really try to get the people to go in line with what they want in the show. Was it the producers you mentioned?
Well,
I
don't know if it's the producers, but I know, like, with some shows, it's like they'll tell them, like,
right.
All right, you go to this area, and you're going to meet up. We want you to talk about these subjects. We don't want it to go well. Make it a fight. Go as crazy as you want. Or it could be like, this is the day you guys are just going to make up, all right? Get over your shit. You guys are making up now. Like, do it. And things like that. But I feel
right.
Like with Titus and, like, the little segments, that's just them, like, the camera guys being there and them being like, well, if you guys want to come over and say hi, say hi. They will use you.
See,
find this really
see,
cool
but
that, there you go.
And this is why, and I bring that up for one reason. That segment was so entertaining. And that's more entertaining than Titus has been in a while, which is upsetting because recently on Main Event, I won't spoil anything for you. Sadly, everyone, she's not caught up. But in Main Event, Titus had a very funny segment. He was given a very funny segment. And the script was funny. But I'm not saying he was bad, but he wasn't as entertaining as he could have been, right? And I think the issue is that recently, and it's a Raw that you haven't seen yet, so I won't send it to you, but the script for one of the Raws was released, a full script. Someone just found and they scanned it, and it was the full Raw, you know, the full script for the entire Raw, right? And it had all their cues and everything. But the problem is that it also had everyone's lines.
So they I don't know, just off the top of my head, John Cena interrupts just to be a dick, like something like that.
No. Here's the thing, right? What they have is I wish they did that because that gives performers – no, because here's the thing, Ashley. That gives performers chances to shine. Everyone had a full script. In other words, Paul Heyman, all of his promos, that's the full script. Nothing is made up on the spot. He's memorized an entire script, and he gives it. Right? Which can work for some guys like Paul Heyman and maybe even John Cena. And I even understand trying to control guys at the top because you want them to be, you know, like going your way where you want them to be. And you also, you know, John Cena was recently in a movie. He was actually the bad guy, right? Short little stint as the bad guy in a movie, I believe.
Really?
I believe Judd Apatow directed it.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah. Right? Yes. So the point is that, of course, I'm assuming they also want them to branch out into film, so they give them scripts. But the issue is for some of the guys at the bottom of the card just trying to make it, you know, you hope, and they don't do this, you hope that they give them bullet points. Because a guy like Titus, in 15 seconds, made me appreciate him more than a lot of his recent time on TV when he's spoken.
Yeah,
you know?
I
and it was just funny where he immediately shut her down. Where it was just, you know, and what happened was, so anyone doesn't know, it was Eva Marie trying to show both Naomi and Cameron, because they were still, I guess, a tag team at the time. Because sadly, these shows aren't filmed as close to WWE programming as I would like. I wish they were filmed a bit closer, because it's very, I think, would be interesting to see the product and then see what happens backstage immediately. But we can't do that. Anyway, point is that, so you have, Cameron and Naomi there, and Eva Marie goes, hey, I'm thinking of one photo in particular, but how about you guys can look at these set of photos and see which one you think is best. These engagement photos are for my save the day, you know, picture when I sent them out. Here you go, right? And they're looking at them, and they're like, right? And I think maybe they knew, they saw one. They were like, maybe this, but the other was like, Titus comes, and he's like, oh, what y'all looking at? And he says this. And all of a sudden, Eva Marie's kind of like, oh, I don't know. And he's like, well, why are you doing this? Like, you know, like, come on, let me see the pictures. Sees them, he goes, nope. And immediately shuts them all down, says what you said, and says, girl, bye, and then immediately just walks away.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
It was perfection. Like, it was great. You know, and it's kind of upsetting that it was just, you know, it was really funny, and you don't get to see a lot from him. Because if he was doing stuff like that, I'm not saying he should be, you know, WWE World Heavyweight Champion, because, of course, wrestling skill goes into it. But he could easily be out of this, you know, failing kind of, you know, jobber, lower mid-card, you know, level, where he's just not even, you know, doing much other than losing to Adam Rose, which is nothing wrong with losing to Adam Rose. We like Adam Rose. But, yeah. So
you're being a lemon. You spoiled it for me.
I don't want to. No, I didn't spoil anything for you. Remember, he lost to Adam Rose twice before, like a couple, maybe was it like a month or so back? Twice in a row, actually. Once, remember he lost once? Then Titus said, no, let me try this again, right? Immediately got the roll up on him.
Oh, yeah,
and Adam
that
Rose,
was a while ago.
That was, but still,
yeah.
It's still fresh in my memory.
Yeah, I just remembered that.
My tears. So anyway. Right? Moving forward. So, what was it? Moving forward, let's see where we are on this list. Yeah, not only did they make Brie, right? Brie a little bit weird with Rosa. They also made Natty that way. And it sucks because I understand if they're trying to say, oh, you know, she can be a liability, But the problem is they really made it more as if, oh, I have to babysit. Oh, my God, I have to work with this girl. Ugh. And you sit there and you go, all right, this is, you know, clearly staged, because I think any good company, and as much as we bitch and moan about the WWE, I feel like any good company, if you said, hey, I'm recovering from alcoholism, I kind of don't like these girls telling me all this stuff, would at least get someone reprimanded. So it's really interesting how you just kind of sit there and be like, anyone, like every, you know, this show should not have me doing the whole suspension of disbelief, because this show is supposed to make me think, all right, this is kind of real, you know?
Mm-hmm, I agree.
Like, yeah. Like, I'm not supposed to sit here and just be like, oh, wow, you know, like, what are the girls saying about each other? Like, okay, yeah, what are the girls saying about each other this week? But this is where it gets a bit too far, in my opinion. Where, like, if, you know, if, like, Rosa was, like, you know, dealing with depression, or if Rosa was dealing with, you know, something, you know, like bipolar disorder, and they were making fun of her, I'd be like, you know? And it's the same thing when it comes to alcoholism. I mean, she even mentioned that she was going through therapy and everything a bit later on mm-hmm. during the episode. Yeah, it was just a bit too much, I feel. But,
yeah.
Because
I feel like even, like, just personally, those people, they wouldn't be like that. Like,
we would hope
they're not
that
big of bitches.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Like,
it's like, how much of a hater are you? It's like, all right, you had issues. You're better now. Now I hate you that you're back. Like,
yeah, maybe.
I'll give
them this
like
much.
That.
I'll give you this much, even though their characters are meant to be mean anyway, so of course it's still in character. You know, Eva Marie and Cameron. Or
yeah,
no.
But
then again,
I think
actually it wasn't Cameron. I'm so sorry. Excuse me. It was Eva Marie and Naomi. So it's as if behind the scenes, every woman has to be catty. You know?
Yeah, but I think it was when Cameron and Eva Marie kind of like towards the end of the episode when Rosa was crying.
Mm.
And it was panning back and forth between Eva Marie and I believe Cameron was with her. I think that's why that's in your head, because like
No, because I know that they were doing something for like future episodes. That might be why. But it was at first it was Eva Marie and Naomi. But when Rosa mm. walked into the back and then walked out when she heard what was happening and they were laughing at her or something.
Yeah.
It was very upsetting, because it's just, you know, it's like, guys, this is kind of a bit too much in a way. Where I feel like anyone who's ever worked a job doing anything, right, can just sit there and be like, at least in a corporate level, because, you know, WWE's corporate, right? At a corporate level can go, that's grounds for firing, you know? Like, that, you know, it's weird how they would just be like, yeah, no, it's just, we all play here at the WWE. Like, I don't know. But yeah.
Can we talk about how Nikki wants to be a mom?
Right. Well, we're about to get to that, because I was about to mention, we had Bree talking to Daniel, right, about how it was just, or Brian, technically. His real name is Brian. So we had Bree talking to Brian about how she was just like, oh, you know, he's going to be a great dad. And it made me laugh, because all I thought of was just, like, I really want to see little Daniel Bryan's doing running knees out of the womb. Like, just like,
how?
Like they have triplets. They have and she'll be sedated. It won't hurt. It'll be modern medicine, technology. She'll be just fine.
We can rebuild.
Won't even
her.
Know she had a kid. Won't
that
even know she had a kid.
Karate kick his way out.
Basically, I think that would be nice. Little tiny yeses. That'd be cute. But yes, we have Nikki. Right. We'll go on into a very weird place. But Nikki wants to have kids. Right, and John doesn't want to have kids, so that's a huge issue.
Can she?
can she nurse with
fake boobies?
I don't know, actually. That's an interesting question, because I think you mentioned that some people can, depending. I believe that was you who said that to me.
I have no idea.
That's an interesting. That's
putting shit in there. Like, I have no idea.
I don't know either.
I feel stupid for not knowing, being that I'm a woman.
I mean, yes, but you also haven't looked into breast augmentation surgery, so you haven't really had the need to know. So,
yeah,
it's okay.
I guess so.
It's okay. But what matters
something
is
for everyone
that
to think about.
It really
unless
is.
You know the answer.
But no, it's fine because what matters, right? See, that's irrelevant. That question is completely irrelevant. What matters is that John doesn't want to have children, Ashley. He doesn't want them. But Nikki, she just wants them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, can't we just base an entire 5 seasons on that? That's been going on since season one, basically, where it's just, you know, and I love, seriously, I got to be honest with you. John went through some traumatic shit somewhere in his life. He really did.
Yeah, no.
Because,
yeah, for,
no, be, yeah. Like, you saw the way he, I'm sorry, but you saw the way he, you know, like, brought it, you know, he said, like, okay, so if I am married to you, is that enough? And it's like, John, what you're trying to say is, like, it has to be an editing ploy, because I'm just sitting here half the time, and I'm like, John, you know, they try to tell me, right, they really try to tell you, the internet, that said, that they try to tell you that Eva Marie is EvaBot, you know, she's a robot, she can never act. I felt some feeling from her in this episode. Who did I not feel anything for, or from, rather? Nikki and John. Nikki and John terrify me.
They're like the Stepford Wives and man.
Explain.
The Stepford
Wives. I have
no idea. You don't know the Stepford Wives? It's a book, an old book, and a movie. Nicole Kidman was in it, and it's a town where all the women are, and they're just beautiful, and it's like a 1950s paradise where the men work and the women are hot, blah, blah, blah. It turns out they're robots or some shit and, like, emotionless bitches. But it's, like, scary and weird. But yeah, they're like the Stepford Wives.
Yes, they are, according to
yeah.
Ashley Colpan. Also, I would like to, I just researched the topic while you were speaking of that lovely movie and book. I would like to mention that, yes, women, there is a chance
you
that
Googled
women
it?
Can. Yes, women, there is a chance that women can breastfeed. It doesn't mean that they, like, from what I've researched with very little time, I'm not saying it's 100%, but I'm also saying it's not, like, 0%, where it's not as if because you've gotten.
I was going to Google it, but I can't multitask.
Yes, because sadly, you're on your phone, which also is Google. So I understand. But anyway, as from what I've looked up, yes, you can breastfeed if you've had breast augmentation surgery. So don't worry about that. Everyone, if you're, you know, thinking of that, because, hey, that's your body, that's your choice, there's nothing wrong with that, and it's a bit upsetting that recently, not so recently, but recent enough on WWE TV, we've had John Cena making fun of Stephanie McMahon for what she did, you know, for her surgery. But, hey, it's okay.
Mm.
It's fine, though. He's just, you know, the guy that children worship. So they're only supposed to lead by his example.
Yeah, that's kind of...
So It's fine. Don't
worry
about it.
I mean, I get that she's a bad guy and everything, but damn.
Well, we've talked about this before. I know, sadly, you have been unable to listen to Satish and I with our normal shows. But we've made this joke a lot, and I think I've told it to you privately, where the idea that, you know, John Cena can just, you know, use a chainsaw, right, and just murder people. I mean, live in the ring. Just use a chainsaw, cut people open. They'll be like, wow, look what John Cena is doing to that bad guy. I wish I could be John Cena right now, Michael. Right? And then all of a sudden, Bray Wyatt, like, flicks Jerry the King Lawler in the forehead. It's just like, that monster, how could he? You know, WWE TV has a very lovely way of just blurring the lines where it just comes to, well, if the face does something, we are very, 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 you know, we're very, you know, tolerant with it. But if the bad guy does anything, oh boy.
You're
but,
right.
But anywho, right, getting back to the topic at hand, although technically we're still talking about wrestling, but getting back to the topic at hand. So Nikki can breastfeed, which is very nice. You know, it is. Because, hey, I mean, good for her, right? You know, if she did want to have kids, she does want to have kids, but if she did ever have kids, then, yeah, it would be nice. But the problem, of course, is that, you know, John Cena, like we've said, gone through some very traumatic stuff. Because I know he and his wife divorced. I don't know how bad that was or how mean of a person she was, but something happened in John's life somewhere where it just, unless, of course, again, it's just TV magic, that makes him sound very much like, all right, I do love you, and I love you based on this contract. Like, I'm sorry, John, what? Like, well, it's all written right here. See the love and then the care and then the what about cuddling?
Yeah,
I don't see cuddling in the contract.
Robot.
Yeah. He's, you know, we've both Tadish and I have made jokes about Cenobot in the future. In the future, when they need John Cena to come back, it will not be the John Cena we know today. John Cena will be redesigned like the Million Dollar Man, given robot parts, and he will be Robo Cena.
Mm-hmm.
However, we've realized that John Cena may have actually died already, and Robo Cena has already been sent back from the future. Wait, I think that already happened. But all I know is that this John Cena is very awkward on television. But anyway, we were talking before about Eva Marie's dad, because of course this episode had this really weird thing, and I know it always goes in between the women, but this time it felt like it was really trying to, like, it was doing it a lot, so sadly, we're going to have to do that a lot. We go back to, you know, Eva and the family and everything, and they show them the pictures, right, and then they have to be very calm. Right, of course, you know, because again, I think the camera sold them. Hey, be calm about this because we can't have you blowing up too much in this episode. Then, all of a sudden, it's just, so where are you guys going to get married? Well, he isn't Catholic. Just, you know, just.
It's
and
so
immediately.
Dumb too. It's not even like, he's like, oh, he's an atheist. He's agnostic. He's Jewish. He's this. He's that. Oh, he's like, so like, you know, Christian, you know, kind of basically the same thing, type thing.
Well, no, don't say
label.
That now. Well, I got to correct you there. A lot of people, you know, I mean, I understand where you're going for because it's, you know, I understand what you're trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of differences depending on, it can really be
Catholic religion
very.
Just, I believe, a lot more strict with things than when it's more, when people say, oh, well, I'm more of a Christian. It's like more, I believe, loosely, I'm not going to say loosely, based on the Bible, because I feel like that's the totally wrong wording, but I believe
it's
a lot more strict with their...
I'll say this much. Don't worry about saying things that are loosely based on the Bible, because remember, the Bible, you know, there's so many different translations of the Bible, you know, to really understand the Bible, you really have to understand, you know, the language that the Bible is written in. So don't you worry about saying anything like the word, like, loosely based, because in my opinion, you know, translation can be very loosely based, you know, and it can be very hard to translate things properly and things like that. But anyway, getting back to, you know, what I was trying to say to you.
Basically,
don't say
it's almost the same thing.
Almost, but not quite there, which is why there is a difference, which is why, in his case, he cannot be married in a church, or at least the church of their choosing.
Which is why I'm so not into religion.
Yeah, no, and I understand completely. I mean, you know, and it's not that Ashley in any way is bad-mouthing religion, but of course, she herself isn't one to be into it because, you know, sadly,
I
sometimes...
I like when it brings people together and makes people happy.
Exactly.
Not when it pulls them apart and fucks up wedding plans.
Pretty much, you know, and hey, look, we
yeah,
got our first F word of the night. We got our first F word of the night. Let's see, is there a party music? But I understand completely, you know, where sometimes it can, you know, it can bring people together, usually brings people together, but sometimes it can also, you know, tear people up. Yeah, it can tear people apart as well. Party music! All right, party's over.
Was that the panic, like, Ashley, shut up, stop talking about religion?
No, not at all. Please, just keep on talking about religion.
No, I'm good.
No, keep on talking about religion.
I would rather talk about that secret bathroom Nikki has.
Please, keep on talking. No, I'm done. We're not up to the secret bathroom just yet. Please don't worry, but we'll get there.
Bella has a secret bathroom.
She doesn't have a secret bathroom. We're getting to it. Don't worry, we're getting to it. We're getting to it. Okay, so you know Rosa, because we have to get to Rosa, right? We must. So Rosa. It's a very interesting case because we get, you know, to the part where she finally mentions her, you know, her problems, which, you know, is understandable. Then also a bit after that, we see that she mentions her breast, you know, enhancement, her augmentation, which, you know, getting to all of this, you know, you mentioned it for Nikki's case, but now we bring up Rosa, and it's very interesting because the WWE does not talk about that, ever.
Yeah, but Nikki talked about it on Total Divas.
That is true. Fair enough. I can't believe that slipped my mind. Fair enough.
It's
but it's weird
E-Network.
For Rosa. You know why it is, though? Fair enough. But here's the thing, too. Nikki, it obviously had been a while. So, but when Nikki was first out, they wrote it off on TV as an ankle surgery. So apparently, when she came back, you know, you're kind of sitting there and you're like, is it like one of those sitcoms where it's like, I came in to get my ankle fixed. Now I have giant breasts. That happened on The Simpsons, actually, with Marge. Now that pops into my head. But that's the thing. So, like, they didn't play it off on TV that way, but it kind of came off to the viewer that way. It's like, her ankle might be fine, but there's also something different. Matt, I don't understand what you're talking about. They're twins. Exactly. Something is different with the twins now. But seriously,
yeah, what was
though.
She thinking?
I mean, here's the thing. I'm not saying that she was thinking this, but sadly, something like that can get you farther in a business that involves beauty and looking good on television. Sadly,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, well,
of
hopefully
course,
it doesn't pop when she's in the freaking ring wrestling around physically. Those shits can pop. It's happened.
They can, but I mean, think about her. Yeah, think about the money that she has. I'm sure that she can buy. I mean, hell, the freezing her eggs are $10,000 a pop. But then again, you know, the money that she makes, which I'm not saying they make a lot of money because I do think that they should be making more. I know you and I have had this disagreement before, but compared to what football players make, and I understand football players also, you know, work a demanding schedule as well. But still, I do feel as if, you know, you look at football players getting $4 million a game or some crazy, depending on the contract, something crazy like that, where Daniel Bryan could be making like, you know, $500,000, $600,000 you know, a year for his, you know, I didn't mean a game, but I meant a year. You know, it's kind of a big jump, you know? But anyway, right.
Mm-hmm.
Point is that, you know, the enhancement thing was interesting for her to mention. Also, the fact that she was just completely naked in front of Natty, which I only mean it because of the fact that it really freaked out Natty, and it was kind of funny.
She's cute. I love Natty.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like
but,
when she said, What'd she say? Let me check my notes. Player hater.
What'd she say? Oh, yeah. She said player hater. Like, I don't want to be a player hater, but... And again, another note. We looked at each other.
She said player hater.
Yeah, player hater. And we both looked at each other. We were just like... And then we both took notes.
It was
just like, damn.
I just put, quote, player hater, end quote, dash, Natty.
And of course, you know, we jump back to Eva Marie, who, you know, apparently we learn through Eva's mom, who was interesting, where it was just, oh, yeah, and then, of course, your dad's going in for his chemo shot.
Yeah, she's really good at delivering news.
Yeah,
bitch.
Where, you know, pretty much, and it's upsetting, too, because obviously their dad was trying to keep it, which you learned later, was trying to keep it a secret from her, because she's on the road, why worry her? And that's a noble thing, you know, that's a very nice thing to do, right? I would do that for my kid, you know, if they were like a performer or something, why ruin them before Showtime or something like that, especially when Eva Marie Showtime, it technically is meant to be every week, you know, even if she's working a dark match, it's still a show, you know? So... I would understand that. It's just upsetting how her mom just, like, threw it in there, again, TV, where it's just, oh, and by the way, remember that cancer thing your dad had? And then you kind of go through it with her and her dad and feeling bad about, you know, her dad not being able to walk down the aisle with her. And, you know, and personally, you know, that hit me, you know, on a personal level. And that, I think, was the only thing in the episode that really made me think, all right, I would watch more because, you know, it is kind of heartbreaking, and it's even though it's real, because I would hope that no one's faking that, it's real, it can draw you in. You know, that's a way to draw in people. Not really most of this, oh, I hate her. She's dealing with alcoholism. I know, right? What a biatch. I'm going to freeze my own eggs. You know, this was really something that hit close to home for me. you know. So, but also, you know, Nikki, she does, if you're wondering, but Matt, Ashley, you haven't told us, does Nikki get her eggs frozen? Does it really happen? Does she stop halfway? Does she say, no, thank you? No, everyone, she does get her eggs frozen. And Brie has a front row seat or something. And she does get her eggs frozen. And Nikki was so happy. You know, I have a quote right here. She said, I feel so happy inside. Yep. And then her arm malfunctioned and the water that she spilled on her kind of caused it a short circuit. It was really bad. I saw the outtakes. It was really bad.
Wow. That's intense.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you, apparently, you're trying to argue with me here. We're up to it. Finally, we're up to it. You're trying to argue with me. Tell me that it was Nikki and Brie in the car, right? And Nikki said, because apparently, right, now Nikki is trying to hide these shots. She has to take shots with them, by the way, to kind of, because what they did is they tried to basically see if she was healthy. They saw that she was healthy. So now it's, oh, you got to take these shots and whatever, blah, 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 bring them into us and, you know, like, whatever. So she's still getting it done. Actually, in theory, she could not get them done. But as of right now, she's really along the way of getting them done. So she has to take these shots every day and get blood, blah, 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 blah. But John can't know. Which I do get in a way, where it's just if a guy knows that you're kind of planning, you have a plan B, right, and a plan C and everything, it kind of becomes a problem because, you know, John's going to be like, why Seth Rollins? Why Brock Lesnar? So in a way, you're going to feel weird about it. So I understand her wanting to keep him a secret. So she said, oh, I'll just take the shots in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And Brie said, oh, you know what, your secret bathroom? Now, no, there is no secret bathroom, Ashley. No matter how hard you try to convince me, no.
It's because she doesn't want John Cena to know that she poops. So that's where she poops, in the secret bathroom. You got to take an elevator there. It goes down a couple stories down.
She doesn't poop because she's a robot. John knows this. What are you trying to sell me here?
That's what you think.
I don't, all women are robots. No woman poops. I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying anymore. But seriously, though, all jokes aside, though, no secret bathroom. But the camera cut was really funny because the way it cut to her, it actually was really funny. Where it was I have to admit, it was funny because the camera cut to her in a way where I was trying to, like, she had a face of like, ugh, like, there, of course there's no secret bathroom, Nikki. And that's the exact way that Nikki Bella talks, shut up. So it's like, there's no secret bathroom, Nikki. But apparently you took it as, there is a secret bathroom. We know now.
No, because it wasn't a face. It was the way the camera slowly went into her.
Fair enough. Oh, my God.
It was like,
also,
dum, dum, dum.
Also, did you notice, when Eva and her dad were talking and she was saying how sad she was to her dad, did you notice there was a prolonged shot, like two weeds or two grass that her dad was, you know, using the hose to water? Did you notice that, or was it just me?
Oh, yeah.
He was watering the same spot for Mad Bong.
No, and what's really funny about it was, no water pressure. It just made me think that they took that shot, and they dubbed over stuff. Because I don't know if you know this, Ashley, but in a lot of older movies, and I think it could still happen, but I don't believe it does so much, but, you know, such as older movies, they'll dub over stuff if they have to. Meaning, if there's, like, silence, and they were like, actually, a line could go in here, and someone's face isn't in the shot, they'll dub something in there.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah. I mean, hell, in older Japanese productions, they actually, when they had cameras on set, for some of them, they didn't have microphones. So they would be dubbing over their own lips. And then sometimes it would be really awkward because they would choose a different line afterwards. It's like, but I already made that mouth movement. That's fine. Dub this into the lips. And you'd look there and you'd be like, that doesn't look right. Even though it's a Japanese thing, you'd be like, that doesn't look right. So you know, I just really feel like they just, in that shot, just dubbed over stuff. And I was like, you know, more like added in, you know, stuff. It's hard to explain. But if you watch the episode and you go into it, you'll see what we mean. But anyway. I'm just sad because I'm looking at one of my notes and I realize, like, Rosa made me sad when she started crying, you know, when she really unloaded about her
return,
because it's really hard, you know. And I will admit, she's not the best wrestler out there, but she is a veteran. You know, she can go out there and she can job to some people. And you know, she, because I, in my opinion, unless you're like John Cena, like at the top veteran, it really should be, even John Cena, you know, should be jobbing out the people at this point in his career. You know, John Cena.
Yeah,
should not
right.
He's not going to be. But I said he should be.
Yeah, I know. I agree.
Or at the very least, lose. You know, winning in ways that don't resemble burials. I'm not saying they are burials, but when you win in certain ways, right, it resembles a burial, where it's just like, hey, look, you know, even though I do admit this is mostly a burial for a while, hey, look, John Cena won with his arm hurt against fully healthy Sandow. Oh, look, John Cena beat Bray Wyatt. You know, and when he lost, it was via a small child. You know, and the Wyatt family in there, in the cage, even though they shouldn't have been there. A whole bunch of crap, you know, where I don't really blame him too much, so much as I blame the people behind the scenes. But, I mean, you know, the issue is if he's losing now, it should be pretty damn permanent. Anyway.
I agree.
Yeah.
He's transitioning into movies anyway.
Well, yeah, that's what we've heard. I mean, I don't know if you know some of the rumors. Sorry that we seem to be breaking away a bit, but I have to mention this to some people. Batista, apparently after doing so well with Guardians of the Galaxy, does not want to come back.
I'm sure.
Yeah, and honestly, I liked him as a heel, but
Blue
Tista? You were very angry at Blue Tista. You were very angry.
Off. Like, how are you going to come out? Looking like a smurf, like you're in blue right now. You look so dumb.
He didn't get the memo, Ashley. He didn't get the memo.
No, he was like, listen, I'm going to be leaving. Wouldn't it be hilarious if I did that? And they were like, yo, you should do it. No balls, you won't do it. And he's like, I'm going to do it. That's how that happened. That's the only way it could have happened.
That's the only way it happened. All right. Now, I have a question for you. Yes, I do have a question for you. So, to what ends did Nikki go to hide the shots? Oh, no, I'm sorry, not the shots. A nurse had to come in to take her blood. How well?
They went to the secret poop room.
Yeah, they went to the secret poop room. Apparently, no, they didn't do that. It was her dressing room, which I hope isn't her secret poop room, because damn, that would smell. What they did was, right, I swear this happened, right? So Nikki brought in someone, right, to, what was it, measure the walls, to talk about, like, renovating the house?
Interior decorator.
Thank you. Interior decorator. Got an interior decorator to distract John on a different floor.
No,
Nikki.
That's not why she got them. No, you're telling it wrong. The interior decorator was there, made an appointment, and they went over, and Nikki forgot that she was going to have a nurse come and take her blood. So she was like, oh, shoot. So she was like, all right, this is a big place. So when the nurse got there, she just kind of led her to the opposite end of the house. She took her blood and stuck her out, and that was that.
All right. Yeah, the issue was that this episode, obviously being, you know, not that...
That was probably planned too, though, so...
Well, of course it was, yeah. But it was so to me that, like, after having, you know, it's one of those things where you understand that Nikki is at the top compared to some of these other divas. It's sad but true, you know, at the top compared to some of these other you know, divas of these other women so in the company. So you sit there and you're like, well, of course it's going to end, the episode's going to end with her story. It's just upsetting because it's just like, you know, you have Rosa crying, you know, like, I tried to come back to this company, and now I'm being made fun of, you know, and it's really, really hard to do this. She also thought she really sucked in the ring against Natty, and while I'm sure she did, it's still sad to think that of yourself, you know what I mean, when you just come back, especially when, you know, her first thought might be, oh, I need a drink, and that's also very upsetting because, you know, you can't do that. You can't just use drinks and things like that to kind of swallow up your emotions, and it's really sad. So she says that and breaks down, and you're like, damn, that's sad. You know, I believe a little bit before, Eva Marie talks to her dad about the fact that, you know, his cancer that was in remission is, you know, now it seems like it's coming back, and he has to take shots, and it's like her idea is, will I be able to walk my dad down the aisle, right? And you're getting this, and you're like, damn, that's sad. Damn, that's sad. Flashes to Nikki. So I need to hide this from John. And you're just like, really? Like, that's what we have to end this episode on? And this one, too, like, that we're doing right now. It's like, we have to end this on Nikki going,
I know,
I gotta hide this.
Too.
Yeah, it's just, I got to hide this from John because, and I get her reasoning. I still do. But still, I got to hide this from John. So I'm going to make sure to make this wacky scheme up, tee-hee. I don't think she tee-heed. Tee-hee. And then you're sitting there and you're like, oh, you know, and it's just, it's so hard. Like, it's just so damn hard. And, yeah.
It's just
so
stupid.
Yeah, and tell me, did she hide anything from John at all, ever?
No.
No. He found it. He found
the
shot.
She's a terrible fucking hider. Like,
yeah,
she's bad at it. He found it immediately.
Yeah, just, John, where did you find those? Nikki, they were in my jorts. Nikki, I could be eating
every
night.
I just pulled it out of my pocket.
Yeah, first off, I was wearing these pants all day. Secondly, just Nikki, I don't understand, Nikki. How did, you know what I mean? Like, but anyway, so apparently, right, so he finds them. And normally, in a scene like this, right, sometimes they have live orchestras. You know, like, I know, like, Batman, the animated series, actually had a live orchestra doing the work. So after the episode was animated, they got people in there to just do the, you know, the music live while the episode was airing for them, right? And, of course, that can bring a lot to the show as you're doing it. For this show, it felt like they got Skrillex in there to do it live, his old dubstep thing, while the episode is going on. Because at some point, dubstep was in the episode. And honestly, I will admit, I kind of liked it. I'm sorry, everyone. I don't want to turn my back on music now. But I really enjoyed, you know, the dubstep in certain parts of the episode. But I swear to God, I swear to anything that I can, right? But, you know, Bible, textbooks, I don't know, everything, right? That when John found it, he said, because, you know, Nikki was there, and he's like, Nikki, or Nicole? And she was like, yes. And he comes out with them. He goes, what's this? All of a sudden you hear, bow, 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 bow,
bow. I wish I could do a good impression. I would do a really good impression of it, but I can't, so I won't try.
It's okay. I just laughed. I just sat there, and I had to pause it. And it took you a couple seconds because you were like, oh, yeah, this is serious. And then all of a sudden it clicked into you that dubstep was playing. And the second I paused it, we just died. And I'm sorry that I played the scene 5 times. But I had to because it got funnier and funnier each time. When you notice the exact second that it hits, the exact second that it goes from, you know, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing, Ashley.
I
mean,
I know.
I know. It's just, it's so beautiful. God. I don't know. Like, I don't know how to say it. Just, oh, my God. Like, because, again, you just really sit there and you're like, did someone do this live? Or did they actually have to find these beats? Or, you know what I mean? Like, who did this for them? And I really have to look this up a bit later. And next episode,
I know,
we'll have like, the...
It's,
you know,
pretty interesting. How funny it would be if it was like Skrillex.
Yeah, right? Like, just WWE does not, you know, spare any expense except when it does because the network is currently failing. You know. But, yeah. I'm kidding. The network is actually doing a bit better. I mean, it's not as well as they would hope, I assume, but we haven't seen the current numbers. But, I mean, as I'm sure you've seen, Ashley, because you're not that far back, they have released the network in Germany and in a bunch of other places. You know, not the UK just yet, but in a lot of other places, right, in Canada as well. Although in Canada, it's actually a channel that has an on-demand
UK's
service.
UK's got some bad news. Sorry.
I love you. You're great. You're awesome. I like you. You're cool. But anyway, so, yeah, you know, apparently they got some bad news, you know. But Triple H loved doing that for a while. Like, there was a point where he just, like, he would try his hardest, where he'd just be like, hey, John Cena, you know, how you doing? It's like, well, you know, it's kind of been a bad day. He's like, oh, I'm afraid I got some bad news. I'm going to run away.
Mm-hmm.
Triple H would be like, oh. But
so
anyway.
Funny.
Yeah. Also, by the way, speaking of the network, apparently Total Divas is on the network now. The first season only, but I think they're working their way up with, like, season two, which is nice because I will admit, I'm not saying it needs to be on the network because obviously you and I have already seen it, but it's kind of nice to know that if you're paying for something, right, that involves, you know, wrestling programs being on there, it would be really silly if one of their newest, you know, products that is kind of like a spin-off of wrestling, you know, isn't on mm-hmm. the network. Like, how
yeah.
crappy would that be, right? Just, when's Total Divas going to be on? Actually, because of a contract with E, it will never be on. Oh, well, that's pretty shitty. You know, like, that's pretty bad. But, yeah, sadly.
Maybe show a little wrestling in it.
Yeah, right? Just a little teensy bit. Be like, we own that. They just upload Total Divas only with the little wrestling bits all clipped together. And it's like, guys, these are from pay-per-views. You can just go to the pay-per-views. Vince is like, fire that guy. Fire him. It's like, sir, fire him and kill his family. Anyway, so sadly, we've come to the end of our show. We would like to thank you guys for listening to Those Guys and Sometimes Gals. And Ashley, you want to say anything before we have to sign off?
Thank you for having me on. It was wonderful. And Total Divas, woo! Don't put me on the spot. Damn it.
The episode did not deserve that kind of enthusiasm.
Don't put me on the spot.
I'm so sorry. But anyway, I would like to say a few things. All right, I would like to say that, of course, like I said before, we thank you guys for listening in. Also, like us on our Facebook page, Those Guys on the Radio, and you can search up Those Guys on Facebook. And we post every single one of our episodes there. You know, so tomorrow we're doing our Monday Night Raw recap, which we always do every week, either on Monday or on Tuesday. But it will be on Monday this week. And if it isn't, you will know via our Facebook page, because we always like to keep you guys updated. Also, we have a Twitter, Those Guys Radio. And on our Twitter, you can see also our latest episodes, as well as funny cat pictures. Or whatever we decide to post that is really amusing, that we swear will tickle your fancy. Also, if you want to suggest show ideas to us. Woo! You can also, if you want to suggest show ideas to us, you could go through our Facebook, sure, but you could also email us at thoseguysontheradio@gmail.com. And you can also email us, thoseguysontheradio@gmail.com, if you want to talk to us about any promotional opportunities, any advertisements, things like that. Also remember that anything you want us to promote, your company or your product, has to be legal. All right? Nothing illegal. Everything legal. And
that's
I
right.
think that's all I have to say for tonight. We will be back. Yes, everything legal. If the stars sign up correctly, we will be back, or rather Ashley will be back with us next week on Sunday. However, I have the strangest feeling that next week is Night of Champions, which is really funny because the new Total Divas will air next weekend while Night of Champions is airing. Thanks,
all
right. E-Network. So, would you like to hear dubstep?
Who wouldn't want to hear dubstep?
Well, this isn't exactly dubstep, but, I mean, we used it last time for our show. So, here's our ending song, everyone. Have a great night. And, of course, remember, in about 3 minutes from now, 2 minutes from now, Total Divas, new episode, season 3, episode 2, will be airing on the E! Network. Watch it if you enjoy pain.